everyone, and welcome to Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, The Rhino. So, in big news today, I just wanted to tell everyone, thank you all so much for listening, and thank you so much for continuing to tell people about this podcast. I really enjoy being able to share this podcast with different people, and being able to connect with people on different levels when it comes to sports. It's so interesting, you know, each and every one of these people who comes up to me, they're always asking me, like, how do you do this, or how does this work, and what inspires you to keep going? And it's you guys, it's the fans, it's those people out there who don't know enough about sports, or maybe want to know more about sports, but don't know how to find what they want about sports. And that's where I come in. I want to be able to make sports as accessible for everyone as it was for me growing up. Not everybody's story is different, but being able to describe stuff and explain what is going on in sports to people who maybe don't understand what sports is about is what I do this for. And I love getting to tell new people and getting to explain sports in new ways each and every time. So, today we are going to break down the Eastern Conference playoffs and the Western Conference playoffs of the NBA Finals. Yes, it is the NBA Finals season. And NBA Finals is where people are starting to fight for the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So now, each and every one of these teams is going to be fighting and jockeying for position. Each and every one of them wants a seat at the table. They want to play better than their counterparts. They want to connect better with the people around them. And that's where this sport gets exciting. You never know. You just never know when it comes to these sports. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going on in these sports. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to be the cause and effect of it. You just know that each and every time there's a chance for the NBA playoffs to go wonky. Each and every time it's 5-on-5. And that means one player's five teams can be better than the other player's five teams. And you just never know from one day to the next. So, in the Eastern Conference, you've got the Boston Celtics playing the Miami Heat. And the Boston Celtics are up 1-0 on the Miami Heat, beating the Miami Heat 114-94. So by 20 points. That could be a good game, and you can never count out the Miami Heat. So Miami Heat and Celtics, here we go. Then there's the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. The New York Knicks have been taking the wins, and they're up 2-0 on the 76ers. Game 3 will be 7:30 p.m. Eastern Thursday. Milwaukee Bucks are the 3 seed playing the Indiana Pacers. They won Game 1, and Game 2 will be on Tuesday, which is today. And then you have the Cleveland Cavaliers playing the Orlando Magic. They're up 2-0. And Oklahoma City Thunder. Now we're moving over to the Western Conference. Oklahoma City Thunder and the New Orleans Pelicans. Thunder beat the Pelicans 94-92. And the Nuggets are taking down the Los Angeles Lakers, leading them 2-0 in a conference series. And then the Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. The Timberwolves are up 2-0 on the Phoenix Suns. The LA Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. You have the Clippers ahead of the Mavericks. Now, what does this mean for you, the fans out there? Each and every one of these teams that I've laid out, each has an opportunity to step on that court and win a game. It does not matter. The playoffs is all wonky. You never know who's coming to play and who's not. You have all these different teams, all fighting for different positions, fighting for different placements. And each and every one of them is fighting to win the game or conquer the series. And each and every one of them is looking for that way to win and to conquer the teams. It could be the Cavs who win it all. It could be the Bucks who beat the Pacers. It's anyone's game right now. But the main goal is each of these teams is trying to get four wins. They have to get four wins to move forward. And each and every one of them is looking for ways to move forward in the NBA Finals. Each and every one of them wants to get to their next round. So the rounds are broken up for the playoffs for the NBA. They're broken up by games, series of seven. Now, you may be asking yourself, what does a series of seven mean? That means that one team has got to win the majority of seven games. That's why I said each team's fighting to get four wins. Each and every one of these teams is fighting for that position. They're fighting for that competitiveness, and they're fighting for that way to get themselves into the championship, get them into the best place for them to succeed. Each and every one of them is jockeying for that position because if they don't get to the top, they might as well call it in because there's other teams on the way. It kind of reminds me of March Madness, for a lack of better terms, in regards to it's win or go home. Because whoever loses these games, these four games, they are now out of the games. And now they don't have a chance to win the championship. It's all very important stuff, and it's all very important processes that need to be addressed. And each and every one of these teams are continuing to build those. They're working on their culture. They're working on how they work through things. They are creating for themselves the way that they want to play. They are playing the way they want to play at that time, which is why it's called the playoffs. These teams are looking for those victories. These teams are looking for those championships. These teams are looking for that strength, that ability to push forward. A lot of these games are 2-0 or 1-0, you know, and there's so many different opportunities where some of these games could have been 1-1 or better yet, it could have been a win for the other side. It's just all about how the games are played and how they continue to be structured. And if you don't bring your A game, I mean, you could be gone. And some of these teams are realizing that, and they may be realizing that a little too late. And if they don't put things together and they don't put elements in place, this could be the end for their dynasty. This could be the end for their franchise. And they're going to need to rebuild for next year. So this is a fun time of the year because you see so many different upsets, so many different teams providing that spark, providing that integrity of the game. And it just grows the game of basketball each and every time. And that's what I enjoy most about the NBA playoffs, because there's so many teams that can make it, so many teams that have the potential to go all the way. Like I said, Celtics are a 1 seed and the Heat are an 8 seed. That could easily be the Heat's game. It's just all up to which teams come to play and which teams don't come to play. So that's it for me, guys. Thank you all so much for listening and continuing to tell your friends and family about this podcast. I really like being able to break down sports. It may be another episode about playoffs. If not, there's a couple other playoffs going on right now that I definitely want to clue you guys in on. And I look forward to breaking down more stuff with you guys. Thank you all so much for listening and telling your friends and family. And continue to put the word out there. Tell other people. Get other people involved in this. If you have my number or if you listen to this podcast, feel free to text me some of the questions you want me to answer. I take suggestions. So Thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.